We're doing the Kitzur Shanuch Mikol Chaim. We're up to the 13th chapter, the 9th halacha. Im siyem baruch she'amar, if a person concluded the baruch she'amar, kodem she'siyem ha'chazan, before the chazan finished baruch she'amar, he finished, onei achalav amen she'siyem ha'chazan. So then, after the chazan finishes baruch she'amar, he answers amen on the chazan's blessing. Avalim lo siyem adayin, but if you're in the middle of baruch she'amar, when the chazan finishes baruch she'amar, lo yane amen achay hachazan kamvoa basif hakodem, then you don't answer amen. It's no different than any other amen, like we said in the previous paragraph. Vim siyem yachadim hachazan bevat achat, let's say you finish with the chazan at the same time, lo yane amen, then you don't answer amen. Shenevei kone achal bichotav, that's a general rule that if you finish a blessing with the chazan, you don't say amen, because it seems like you're answering amen after your own blessing. Halacha Yud, Mizmor LeTodah Roi LeOmro BeNima. The chapter of Mizmor LeTodah is a chapter that a person should say pleasantly. Shekol Hashirot Atidot LiBatel, for all songs, our sages say, will ultimately be annulled in the time to come. Chutz MeMizmor LeTodah. The only exception is Mizmor LeTodah, the song of thanks. The song of thanks, Chazal say, that's going to last. VeRoi LeOmro BeAmidah, it's fitting that Mizmor LeTodah be said when a person is standing. The person is supposed to stand for saying Mizmor LeTodah. ואין אומרים אותו בשבת ויום טוב לרבות ראש השנה ויום כיפורים. We don't say it on Shabbos, Yom Tov, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, ולא בחול המועד פסח, ולא בערב פסח, ולא בערב יום הכיפורים, nor on חול המועד פסח, on ערב פסח, the eve of פסח, or the eve of Yom Kippur, שבכל הימים הנ"ל, because in all the aforementioned days, לא היו מקריבים קורבן תודה בבית המקדש. They wouldn't bring the Todah sacrifice. So being that this song corresponds to the sacrifice, just as they wouldn't bring the sacrifice on these days, on a holiday, on Shabbos, on Erev Yom Kippur, etc. So too, we don't say the Mizmor LeTodah on these days.